From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. BP is getting ready to test the new cap it's put onto its leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. The company hopes to stop or nearly stop the flow of oil with the new device, and it continues to drill relief wells it predicts will let it finally stop the leak for good. The Obama administration is issuing a second moratorium on offshore oil drilling. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the administration says it has new evidence of safety concerns after being turned back twice by the courts with its first proposed moratorium.
The administration enacted its first moratorium, which the oil industry challenged in court. The courts did not allow the deepwater drilling ban to go into effect. But now Interior Secretary Ken Salazar issued a new order to halt offshore drilling while it looks at safety regulations. This order does not specifically ban operations in more than 500 feet of water, as the previous order did. Salazar says the new suspensions apply to most deepwater drilling activities. He says a pause on deepwater drilling is essential and appropriate to protect communities, coasts, and wildlife from the risk that deepwater drilling poses. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, New Orleans.
The advocacy group Human Rights Watch says any reconciliation deal between the Afghan government and insurgents, including the Taliban, could seriously harm women by limiting their freedoms, including the rights to seek education and to work. Human Rights Watch says in a new report that women living in areas the Taliban control have suffered intimidation, violence, and death threats. The BBC's Quentin Somerville is in Kabul.
With the fall of the Taliban, women in Afghanistan, even in conservative areas in the south, returned to jobs as teachers, civil servants and health workers. But as the Human Rights Watch report details, as the Taliban have regained strength in those areas, the intimidation of women has increased. Threatening letters, known as night letters, have been sent to women to warn them to give up work. In one case, a female aid worker who had been receiving threats from someone claiming to be a member of the Taliban was shot and later died as she left her office in Kandahar. Her killer has never been caught.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville. And a renegade Afghan soldier has reportedly killed three British troops on patrol in Afghanistan. A new Washington Post ABC poll shows public confidence in President Obama at a new low, with nearly 60% polled saying they do not have faith he can make the right decisions and 50% approving of the overall job he's doing. The economy's a big concern for people responding to the poll and for the Federal Reserve as well. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says profits at big companies are rising, but small businesses still can't get loans easily enough.
Making credit accessible to sound small businesses is crucial to our economic recovery, and so should be front and center among our current policy challenges.
Small businesses employ about half of all Americans, and they generate about 60% of jobs. This is NPR News. A man described as the conscience of the Justice Department is retiring after nearly 60 years on the job. NPR's Carrie Johnson has the story.
Jack Keeney started working at the Justice Department in 1951. He signed on to fight organized crime and to take on mafia influence in communities across the United States. Keeney has served under every U.S. president since Harry Truman, but the department says he's finally ready to retire.
Mr. Keeney has been one of the true heroes of the Department of Justice and to the United States.
Lanny Brewer runs the department's criminal division, and he's Keeney's boss.
He's really been one of the founders and really one of the forefathers of our fight against organized crime.
The Justice Department says it will continue Keeney's legacy by fighting international mobsters and violent gangs. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Cuba is sending to Spain the first six of 52 political prisoners it's freeing. The release of the dissidents in a deal with the Catholic Church is Cuba's biggest since 1998. And the leader of Cuba's communist revolution and its former president is back in the spotlight after years away from it. 83-year-old Fidel Castro sounds raspy in a rare TV interview. He's been dealing with numerous health problems, and his brother Raul is leading the country. In the TV interview, Fidel says tensions between the U.S. and Iran or North Korea could spark a nuclear war. He says an attack on Iran could be catastrophic for the U.S., and he criticizes the U.S. for its level of defense expenditures. He doesn't discuss Cuba's release of political prisoners. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.